Gunsmoke. While Joel and the Marchioness de Montespan are each pursuing their separate ways, in a gloomy little house in the Rue des Bouloirs, two people are sitting in sulky silence. This is the same house where lives Thérèse Massard. But although even in broad daylight the house is still darkly mysterious, the interior of the place has been considerably altered. All the signs of wizardry have gone, and the room where she told fortunes is now bare but for a large wooden table and the man and woman who sit beside it. This man is none other than the red-headed Walton, who had tried to rob Françoise and the Marchioness on their journey home. And his companion is an elderly, toothless witch of a woman. They sit staring gloomily at the empty table.
Not a crumb. Not a crust of bread to feed a poor old woman. What's the world come to when a body can't earn an honest living?
Man can live without food. But now even the goblets are empty. Not a penny to buy a jug of wine to warm it. Mother Bus. What has happened to us all?
Our good luck deserted us, Walton, when Lavoisin was burnt. I told you so at the time. It was an evil day for us.
Nay, old woman. We did well even after Lavoisin died. Therese is a good girl. Too honest for my life.
But now she's gone.
Yes, she's waiting for me, old hag, over the border. That's a place I know of.
Well, you're no help to me, Walton. Letting the poor old woman waste away before your very eyes.
I do what I can. Wasn't it I who sold Lassage to the police? Wasn't it I who provided him with means to escape and then informed upon him? That gave you victuals for a day or two.
The police don't pay much.
Yeah, wasn't worth much.
Oh, don't shout at me, Walton. How should I know?
Let me see some Christian soul
who would
defy a
brother
with a
lighter.
Father!
He makes enough noise
to sit. It may be a spy from the police. All his noise. And there's something fast information about Perry. Heaven only knows what he's doing after I was laid low by that cowardly giant who attacked him.
Shall I let him in? Or do we wait till he knocks the door down?
Hold up. I'm coming in. Anyone at home?
He's coming. Mind now. Say that I am the public right to Latour, and you're the sick nurse, boss. We have just moved in and know nothing of previous occupants like that.
I'm not a fool. Don't make such a noise out there, soldier. I'm coming.
Good people. Excuse me, vile, but I have not a moment to lose. And your dark corridor is so difficult to traverse.
If you'd waited at the door till I answered your knock, you needn't have traversed it alone.
Captain, take no notice of Mother Boss. She's old and tired. We are at your service. What is it you want?
Monsieur, have I met you before?
I did not forget if we had, Captain.
Even this mirror and... Yes. No, it cannot be.
How can we help you?
I only want a little information about a girl or a woman named Lesage. Thérèse Lesage.
Thérèse Lesage? Do you know anyone of that name, Mother Boss?
Oh, we've only just moved in, monsieur, and do not know any of the neighbors or who lived here before we came.
You do not know who lived here.
Oh, we do not want to know them. They were a bad lot. He told fortunes and sold drugs. The police routed them out. I never heard the name you mentioned. pay, Latour?
No, no, never.
I realize this person whom I seek and whom I have never seen may have strong reasons for keeping concealed, but I do not wish her harm.
Well, we would help you if you could, Captain.
I do not come from any enemy of hers, but from her father, who died a short time ago in the Bastille, under my very eyes.
He died, you say?
Yes. He was a criminal, but brave in his way, and was sold to death, I understand, by someone whom he trusted, but who informed against him.
Some people would do anything for money, Captain. Eh, Mother Boss?
The world's a wicked place, monsieur.
Indeed. This unfortunate man, before he died, charged me to hand to his daughter an article which is of some value, I understand. It is a locket.
Monsieur, if you will...
Hush, Mother Boss, let the Captain continue.
Yes, it is indeed.
Quiet!
This medallion, so the man told me, contains a paper said to be of great importance to this Lesage girl. Something like a weapon of defense. It is therefore urgent that I should find her for the purpose of handing it over to her.
I would suggest that you should apply to the police, monsieur. The house of Monsieur de la Reine is not far away.
My honest fellow, you are probably right. I expect she whom I seek will have left Paris by now. I wonder, should I question the neighbors? I did give the man my promise.
I would not advise it, Captain. They know little of everything.
No, nor would they tell me, I expect. And I've little time to waste, for I'm on my way to Freiburg and must see Monsieur Louvet at noon. I'll resume the errand when I return from the war, for I did give my promise, and I must keep it to the best of my ability. And if I cannot reach the intended owner of this locket, then, faith, I shall destroy it, paper and all.
Yes, that would be the wisest course, I'm sure, Captain.
Thank you, friend, and farewell. Nay, old woman, I'll find my own way out. Despite the darkness of your corridors, they are too narrow to hold both of us.
Good riddance to him.
You're a fool, Walton. What a blunder you've made. We might have had the locket and sold the secret paper to whoever would pay the most.
It would have been too dangerous.
What do you mean?
I think the whole thing was a fable, the trappers. I knew that fellow. He was right. We have met before, and I do not forget the meeting.
He's too big to be easily forgotten.
And I've reason to remember him and plead upon him. He's the young giant who attacked me and laid me low for so long. The night I followed home, the great ladies of the court at Therese had spoken there.
If you'd played your cards the right way then, my friend, those same great ladies could have made our fortune instead of leaving us to starve here.
Yes, they'd have been our birds for the plucking. But to that young fellow, if you'd seen the way he threw me in the gutter that night, you'd know he was more like a police bully than the gentleman of leisure he pretends to be. Besides, who would be in the Bastille to see Lesage die but a police guard or such?
You were right. It is the police. That's their term of address.
Police. A woman. Now, who's afraid? Didn't one of your customers come to have a fortune told? He comes right timely, too. For my tongue feels like an old colonel in last year's night. Go on, Sloco.
I'm coming. I'm coming. Welcome, my lady. Welcome. And pray enter our humble abode.
You take long enough to answer the door, my friend. I am not used to waiting.
Are we three alone?
Yes, noble lady.
Oh, so it is you, Walton. I could not see you in the dark. Hand me a chair.
Do you know me then?
Of course I do. A chair, fool, a chair. Thank you. And don't stare so. I need not know you by name to know what a polished villain you are, to to inhabit the old haunt of the daughter of La Voisin.
Did you want me to tell your fortune, noble lady?
Sit down and stop kicking, old hag. It is I who will tell you a thing or two, La Bosse.
You know my name?
I know a great deal. You, Walthor, the one known as the Englishman, though you are no such thing. You should have died with La Voisin, for you were as guilty as she, but a great lady saved you from the gallows. You worked with La Voisin and Pierre Lessard as though you were no friend to either of them. It would not help your friendship with the lovely Therese if I were to tell what I know of your part in her father's death.
My goodness, no.
Don't worry to deny it. La Bosse, you also were in the service of Lessard before the band dispersed. Am I not well informed? After the scandal died away, you thought to resume the old crop. But the police are vigilant, and the Lessard girl has fled, it seems, since her paraphernalia is no longer here. You are under the ban and closely watched, and you fear to go in case you are arrested. In short, I need your help. That is why I have told you what I know. If you consent to serve me, I shall pay you. Never mind your conscience. What is it worth?
Please, lady, we are ready to obey. We will do anything you want us to. Anything at all. Whom do you wish to destroy?